we have issues of comorbidities associated with being HIV positive, like tuberculosis, which is one of the leading killer in people living with HIV. We also have some inflammatory conditions that are happening in people who are taking antiretroviral therapy, leading to diseases of the liver and the heart. Cardiovascular diseases are also leading to the various strokes that we are seeing being reported in some of our hospitals. So those are some of the issues that are affecting our communities.
Faced with such challenges, what would you say you gained from the recently ended conference that you had in Washington?
I've gained a lot of knowledge in terms of therapeutic research, because now I have information to do with the benefits of starting antiretroviral therapy early, and that is one of the key challenges that we are having in Africa and Zimbabwe in particular. And research is pointing to the fact that people should start antiretroviral therapy despite of CD4 count. But you find that, you know, because of limited resources, people are on a waiting list for antiretroviral therapy, and some of them are dying while they wait for antiretroviral drugs. There's quite a lot of information that has come from this meeting.
And also at that conference, you were honored. What exactly were you honored for?
Playing a key role in the community. I do a lot of community mobilization with the University of Zimbabwe, University of California Collaborative Research Program. So I've been honored for the great work that I'm doing in trying to make sure research information gets to the grassroots.
What about the issue of stigma? What are you seeing on the ground?
We used to have a history of high stigma, but currently things are improving, because people are getting access to updated information in terms of HIV. So the rate of stigma is declined, but we still advocate for people to accept people living with HIV more in our communities.
And in conclusion, what would you urge people to do? You have been working with people who are living with HIV/AIDS. What would you recommend people to do?
I recommend the Zimbabwean community to go for early HIV testing and early HIV treatment, because research is pointing that early treatment has multiple benefits, and it can avert problems to do with inflammation and immune activation.